All languages have their easier and their more difficult aspects. English, for example, finds very little use for the subjunctive. It does, however, love to confuse with two aspects: phrasal verbs and irregular verbs. An English learner's worst nightmare occurs when the phrasal verb is also irregular. There are approximately 200 irregular verbs, about 3% of the total number of verbs in English. Sadly, for learners of English, the most common 10 verbs are all irregular. Be, have, do, go, say, can, will, see, take, and get. Irregular verbs originally came from Old English, which goes back thousands of years to the root source of most of Europe's languages, the Proto-Indo-European language. Some linguists do not like the word irregular. They say these verbs are part of a system, which simply means changing vowels in the middle of a word. The other system of regular verb endings for the past, adding ed, actually originated much later in the history of English. Learners of English should actually be happy. There were many more irregular verbs in the past. At the time of Beowulf, the Old English poem from the 9th century, only 75% of verbs used the ed rule. Over time, many irregular verbs become regular. A recent Harvard University study looked at 177 irregular verbs from that time. Only 98 are still irregular. Believe it or not, the verbs laugh and help once used to be irregular. Some irregular verbs change but still maintain their old form. These schizophrenic verbs include learned, learnt, spelled, spelt, and dreamed, dreamt. The same Harvard study says that irregular verbs are under pressure to become regular. Infrequently used verbs such as dive, dove in the US, and tread, trod, will probably adopt the ed ending by the year 2500. Sorry, English learners, but irregular verbs are not going anywhere soon.